What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you. Hey, so those of you that are listening from Las Vegas, I am doing a fundraiser on Fat Tuesday, which is Tuesday the 21st. It will be at Sierra Gold. I'll be there from 5:30 to 7:30, and I'll be doing mini readings to raise money for the Poppy Foundation. So for those of you that are outside of Las Vegas and have enjoyed my program, I would totally appreciate you going to www.poppyfoundation.org, just like it sounds, P-O-P-P-Y, foundation.org, and make a modest donation to their organization. You know, if you've been listening to my program for any length of time, what a huge cat lover that I am. And all of the cats that I own are rescues. So these people actually take in cats that need a lifetime of medical care, or their owners have passed, and they take over the care of those cats. So it is, they're a wonderful, wonderful organization. And if you ever visit Las Vegas and you want to go visit the kitties at the Poppy Foundation, they're at Bonanza Cat Hospital in North Las Vegas near the 215 in Buffalo. And they'll let anyone go in there to pet the kitties. And they probably take care of 100 to 150 cats at any given time, but they're just wonderful. So I just want to let you know I'm doing the fundraiser on Tuesday, February 21st, at Sierra Gold on Buffalo and Smoke Ranch. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 863 area code. Hello, 863. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Julia from Florida.
Oh, hi, Julia. What's your question today?
I'm calling to ask about moving to Kansas City. I live in Florida now, and I would be moving closer to family.
Okay, all right. I do need you to speak up a little bit. You do sound really far away to me.
Okay.
This is saying that you the only person holding you back from moving is you. This is saying it's a fantastic move.
Okay.
So you have sorry, say that again.
I just wish there was like a best time so that everything kind of comes together. I'm a little concerned about finances, so that's kind of what's a lot of what's holding
me. Actually, here's the interesting thing is I see that there is confusion or a feeling of lack of focus that's going on with you right now. But according to this, everything is lining up for you to be in a much more comfortable place if you're closer to family. What's really interesting here is that it looks as though there's a man, a younger man that lives in Kansas City that would really love if you were closer to him. I don't know who that is, but he's coming up as someone incredibly helpful or excited that you're going to move there. Then there's this card that talks about as we get more mature, we want to be around more people that we know. I mean, that's like a normal thing. What it's saying here is that you can figure out the money part. There's no worry about money coming up in your cards. So it's saying that you're going to figure it out. So have you already sold your house in Florida?
I just rent here, so it's just a matter of a 30-day notice.
Oh, well, perfect. So there's no real tanglement there. I actually think that you're going to let go of a lot of stuff you don't want to move. I mean, seriously, what this says is that you're setting this up as to be a total sort of rebirth for you. You know, it's really interesting. I have a thought, and I don't know if this even exists, but because it flew into my head when I'm talking to you, I'm going to bring it up to see if it's a possibility, all right? So you said that you're a little worried about money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I wonder, and again, I'm just throwing this at you because I don't even know if this exists, but I wonder if you could move to Kansas City and see if you can be part-time or even full-time help at a assisted living place where they might provide you with a room. So, in other words, you get paid a modest amount, but you're basically working in a bit of a trade for your room and board. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm almost wondering if that kind of a situation might be something that presents itself to you, because what I keep getting here is it saying you work out the money pretty easily. So when you move there initially, can you stay with family until you find a place?
Yeah, my daughter's there, so yeah.
Okay, so and is the arrangement that you could live with your daughter ongoing, or it's just temporary?
You know, I would probably only want to do it temporary because, you know, it's like once you've had your own place, you kind of, you know, living with someone else becomes like, you know.
Okay, but is, she's made it open-ended, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because in my opinion, I don't think that there's any reason why you wouldn't move.
Okay.
Seriously, I mean, it's like, I think you're the one that is holding yourself back, and the month that I'm getting that would be a good month for you to move actually would be March. So
ooh,
it could be that March 1st you give your notice, and then you decide that you're going to move April 1st. But it's saying the doors are flying wide open for you for the move. And the fact you can stay with your daughter for just, say, maybe a month or two, and that you find some sort of other living situation, you know, whether it's controlled rent housing because you're a bit more mature, there's a solution here once you get there. But you got to get there to find it.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Well, that's awesome.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. That's awesome.
All right,
thanks
see you later.
So much.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 706. Hello, 706. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sophia calling from Georgia.
Oh, hi, Sophia. What's your question today?
Hey, my question is, last week I received a phone call from my boss, informing me that they are going to make a new position within my department. And he wanted to know, he had a few people in mind, but he just wanted to know if it was something I would be interested in. He would get back with me later on details. So can you just take a look at just
Yes.
Whatever in general you get up around.
Yes.
Yes.
You need to say yes, because the way your cards are coming up is, even though it feels a little scary because it's new, what it's saying is that it's actually not ultimately scary. It's something that you already know how to do. It feels easy for you to do it. So I'm sitting here looking at your cards going, why wouldn't you take this? Seriously.
The only reserve that I do have, really quick, is the position is replacing someone. This is a new division. We acquired a company. We purchased a company. And they already had in this position. Well, they let that person go, like, not even a year ago.
Right.
So that's what makes it a little scary. Like, well, I mean, legally, I mean, you shouldn't be replacing somebody. You just let go.
But they're going to change
offering,
the type. Hold on, honey bunny. They're going to change the title of the position.
Okay.
It's not going to be.
I just didn't want to be stuck out. And they won't. This new company will be paying me, not my current company. I just don't want to get myself out on a limb and something goes wrong and I lose the foundation of. But I'm listening to you, not you listening to me. I'm sorry.
Okay. All I'm trying to tell you here is that the way your cards are coming up is that this is not going to be a bad thing for you. It's actually, they're going to provide you with the kind of training you need to have. They're going to provide you with guidance. They're not going to string you out there and go, all right, Sophia, you're on your own. No, this looks like a great opportunity. And the question to ask is, yes, I'm incredibly interested. What type of training or matriculation are you offering for me to take over the role? You ask that question.
Yeah.
Because
you're already doing the job.
Nail
on the head. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I am.
Okay. My
Thank
love.
Thank you, Mona.
You got to say
Thank
yes.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Crystal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name.
Yes, my name is Crystal. Thank you for taking my
call. Oh, hi, Crystal. What's your question for me today?
Okay, I just want to know, like, do you see me and Anthony, my husband, getting back together?
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, Anthony's a lot of work. He's a lot of work. I'm sitting here looking at your cards, and the thing is the only way that I actually see this working is if he's willing to do more than 2% contribution to the relationship, because this is saying you're doing all the hard work to make it work.
Yeah.
So if you want him back, it's going to be even more of you doing the hard work, Crystal. So
mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. I would like you to go into the what's in it for me attitude instead of the what's in it for him. Because your cards are coming up as you're fabulous, you're amazing. You could find someone that loves you and actually is willing to contribute to the relationship and be a partner, whereas what I see with Anthony is that the harder you try, the more it seems like he changes the rules to make it harder on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think he's trying to gaslight you to make you feel like, or to try to make you feel like you're not good enough in some way. So basically, I think my love, and I'm giving you a big hug when I say this, you can
mm-hmm.
do better than Anthony. So unless Anthony's willing to step up, and when I say step up, contribute a good 50% to the relationship, maybe even the two of you go to couples counseling, but I'm telling you that this is a guy that's got his own demons, right? And I almost wonder if there might be some sort of an addiction problem connected with him. You know, it's funny because I was talking to someone in a reading the other day, and I came up with this. It just came to me, so I'm going to share it with you. Devils are the blocks we have for ourselves, right? Demons are the ones that support those blocks. And addiction is agreeing with the demons. Okay? So whatever he's saying to you, there's a part of you that agrees with it. And I'm seeing that you're beautiful, you're loving, you're amazing. You can do better. But if the answer to the if you want me to ask answer the question, would you get back together? Yeah, you could make that happen, but it's going to be more hard work on your end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, my love, I'm sending you a big hug.
Thank you so much. You're so right on.
All right, sweetheart. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye. I've got somebody here from the 702, fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Luann. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Luann. What's your question today?
My question is about love.
Okay. Somebody specific or just in general?
Just in general.
Okay. So there are two fellas coming up in your reading. The first one, I love. The second one is kind of a bad boy quality. You know, you find him incredibly attractive when you meet him. He's funny. He's engaging. He's like, it checks off all the boxes on your list when you first meet him. But the more you get to know him, the more you realize he's a player, okay? So the one that I like is the one that's a bit on the quiet side. But and even though he is somewhat young, all right, what it's saying is that this is a guy that has his path very firmly set about what he's going to do moving forward. Now, he might be in the military or in some sort of job that requires a lot of emotional control, almost militant control, like actually in the military or police officer or, you know, fireman, that kind of thing. He's somebody that's in a job that, in his way, serves a higher purpose. And it's interesting here because when you first meet him, you don't think that he's all that and a bag of chips. When you first meet him, you just think that he's like, okay, all right? But I'm telling you, this is the guy that the more you get to know him, the more you realize that he really is somebody special.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, you deserve to have somebody that basically would be your, and I don't use this very often, knight in shining armor. This is a guy that once he meets you and that you both decide pretty quickly that you're lining up the same way with each other, that you both have the same sort of priorities and goals about what you want moving forward. And to me, that's the best kind of dude that you want to have in your life. This other guy, you might want to rip your blouse off and sleep with him as soon as you meet him because he's going to be that engaging and that charming. But I'm actually telling you, don't sleep with any dude for at least 6 or 7 dates.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, my friend. Have a great rest of the day.
You too, thank you so much.
Okay, bye now. All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 301. Hello, 301, who's this?
Hello, Mona, my name is Diane, how are you?
Oh, hi, Diane, what's your question?
I met a gentleman named Lee last year. It's been on and off. We've had an intense friendship. Now I'm ready to kind of sever ties emotionally and go on my own way and just, you know, remain friends with him. But there's something about this connection that is very intense, and we keep coming back to each other, or he keeps bringing me back to a friendship. Let's go hang out. Let's do this. I'm curious about what's going on here on a deeper level. Is there some unfinished business or past life relationship or something that's causing us to
stay in touch?
All right,
Diane, I think you nailed it, because what this is saying is that you have the fella smack in the middle of your cards here. And by the way, it's even more powerful if your guy happens to be a Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces. But he is coming up as somebody that is, he doesn't dismiss people in his life very easily, all right? So the way he's coming up is that he wants you to be a part of his life, but he's not willing to take that step to make it an actual commitment. So I don't mind that the two of you hang out. I just don't want it to turn into a booty call.
Yeah, and it won't. I mean, we have never slept together. It's been a whole year, so I'm not worried about that. I just don't want to keep hanging around if there's – well, because the danger is when I hang around him, I start to like him, and then I catch feelings.
Right. So if he is maybe kind of an addiction to you and not necessarily somebody that you can dismiss, then the idea is to let that go. But if you can hang out with him as a friend, like if he got two free tickets to Adele and said, you know, come on, girl, let's go see Adele, you know, of course you'd want to go, right? But what it's saying here is that I actually think, and this is going to be a weird sort of thing that I say to you, I think he's been sent to you as an angel to help you. So,
really?
So instead of you looking at it like, oh my God, I think I might be losing my heart to this guy, instead I want you to look at him as though he's somebody that if you found yourself in the middle of the night with a flat tire, you could probably call him and he would come.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
For sure.
So
yes.
So what we do is if you can treat him more like a brother than treat him like anything else, what it's saying is that you get that kind of unconditional love beamed back at you.
Mm.
So here's the interesting thing, and I'll tell you, this is how you test it. So you can actually say this to him, and he won't be offended. He won't take it the wrong way, but this is what you say. You know, I feel so relaxed when I spend time with you. I wonder if you're somebody that's actually supposed to introduce me to the person that I end up marrying.
Ooh, that would cut him. He gets jealous when he sees me with someone else.
Okay, but he's not willing to take the step to make it more.
Right.
So the thing is that it may be time to actually ask that question. You and I have been hanging out on and off for the last year. You know, if I was telling my mom I was hanging out with you for the last year, at this point she would ask you, what are your intentions? So you frame it like that. You say, you and I have been hanging out on and off for the last year. We seem to be incredibly relaxed when we're around each other. And, you know, it's funny because I was mentioning you to my mom, and she asked me the question, what are his intentions?
Well,
so,
I guess he's told me that he just wants to be friends. Like, he doesn't – I've asked that question 6 months ago. Are we going to – is there any future with us romantically? He said no. But
okay, hold on. To which you need to say, well – You realize that I'm at a point in my life right now where I am actually looking for a partner.
Okay.
You just say that. You realize that I'm at a point in my life right now where I'm looking for a partner. So I'm expecting that you are supportive of that quest.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting here is that, so he comes up reversed in your reading. All right. He comes up as someone that has no intention of making this move forward into something partnership-wise. So for you, what I keep getting is I just keep getting that it is time for you to actually decide that you're ready for something better.
Okay. All right. That's what I need.
He's not evil. He's just being incredibly honest with you by saying, no, this isn't going anywhere. You know, it's okay.
Yeah, just accepting.
So how did you find, hold on, how did you find my program?
Oh, Blog Talk.
Yeah, you were just going, which one's live right now that got call in?
Pretty much.
All right, cool. And tell me your first name again.
Diane.
Okay, cool. All right, I was just to make sure I had you, you know, because I keep track of who calls in. So, you know, because sometimes when I see you calling again, I'll make sure I get your call.
Oh, okay, that would be awesome.
All right,
this is
fabulous.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling in. See you later.
Okay,
bye. All right, I've got somebody here quickly. 805 area code. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Oh, thanks, Mona. This is Donna in California. I have a quick
question.
Hi,
Donna.
Hi. Good morning. I've been in my apartment for like 17 years, and I'm ready for a change. Do you see me moving at all? It's, you know, there isn't much housing here, but I've entered a couple drawings for houses. And do you see me moving this year or next year? Or?
Yeah, I get that you move between August and October of this year. That you end up with the perfect situation that allows you to move. And I really, really want you to be patient between now and then so that you end up in the exact perfect sort of situation for yourself. But it's saying that there's a move happening between August and October that it feels like it's super easy for you to initiate that. So, all right, Donna, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, Mo.
Okay,
take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.